Chapter 5. Deadly Vaccines. In the early 1950s, U.S. children typically received 13 doses of 4 vaccines for diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and smallpox, but not more than 3 doses in a single visit. By the mid-1980s, 4 more vaccines were added: measles, mumps, rubella, MMR, and polio. Today, the number of vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, is higher than in any country in the world. The CDC recommends children receive as many as 37 doses of 14 vaccines by the age of 2 and 48 doses of 14 vaccines by age 6, with sometimes as many as 8 vaccine shots in a single visit. Critics point out that over-vaccination and the infusion into vaccines of additives such as fluoride have had disastrous results for children. The battle lines of the vaccine debate are clear. Independent doctors and researchers have lined up against government regulators and the pharmaceutical industry. Another critic is Dr. Lawrence Pilevsky, a board-certified pediatrician trained at the New York School of Medicine. He explained his transition from vaccine believer to vaccine skeptic. "When I went through medical school, I was taught that vaccines were completely safe and completely effective, and I had no reason to believe otherwise. All the information that I was taught was pretty standard in all the medical schools and the teachings and scientific literature throughout the country. I had no reason to disbelieve it. But more and more, I kept seeing that my experience of the world, my experience in using and reading about vaccines and hearing what parents were saying about vaccines were very different from what I was taught in medical school and my residency training." Pilevsky, along with other physicians, has become concerned that vaccines have not been completely proven safe or even completely effective based on the literature now available. Yet many doctors remain unwilling to consider the possibility that something might be wrong with vaccines. Most pediatricians are indoctrinated to simply tell parents that anything related to a bad outcome from a vaccine is a mere coincidence. But how come there are so many of these coincidences? Pilevsky wonders. "It is heartbreaking, because I see many of these kids who were developmentally normal, who were doing well, who were speaking, then whose voices and eye contacts were lost, who went into seizures, who developed asthma and allergies, and they had nowhere to go because their doctors told them that they don't know what they were talking about. These kids are real.